Let's listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across
Lakey.
Australia, this is the Danny Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
Well, I've still got my dossier. I haven't posted my dossier yet. There's a whole heap of feedback for McDonald's that we were collaborating. Oh, God, we're going to go right to the top with this big list, plus more movies that are completely different if you tweak the movie title. But first, a little trip down memory lane in the Volkswagen to take a left turn at Nostalgic Avenue.
I'm looking forward to this dropping on Netflix in a couple of days. March 15th, Netflix set to release documentary on the last ever Blockbuster store. Nice. Yeah, titled The Last Blockbuster.
Blockbuster, bringing entertainment home.
The film gives you a nostalgic glimpse of the video store, featuring a bevy of interviews from previous employees, fans and business people. It's important to note that the last ever Blockbuster store is not here in Australia. It is in Oregon. The documentary is going to focus on that. A recent statement on the documentary's official Facebook page reads, a lot of people know that Blockbuster had the chance to buy Netflix early on, and they passed on the opportunity. Excuse me. I did not know about this. I did not know that Blockbuster passed on the opportunity to buy Netflix back in the day. I have fond visions of my uncle explaining a very long time ago, probably 15 years ago, and he was at the head of the table at the barbecue, so explaining like he knew all the answers, saying that, no, people, you'll never get rid of a physical video store, you see, because people love to browse. People like to flick through the titles of the DVDs with their thumbs. They like to read all the spines. And I think, oh, wow, my uncle knows everything. Well, sorry, uncle, no, obviously not. You're wrong on that one. Captain Predictions. The Blockbuster did have the chance to buy Netflix early on. They passed on the opportunity. In an ironic twist of fate, our movie The Last Blockbuster is coming to Netflix 1 week from today, Netflix announced. We are beyond excited for people to get to see this tribute to era of home video on the world's largest streaming service. Just don't forget to rewind it when you're done watching and bring it back by noon on Wednesday. Oh, boom! Boom goes Netflix. I like that little jab on the way out. And that was so fun, wasn't it? Back there, it just seems like yesterday you'd be going down to whether you're a Blockbuster guy, whether you're a Video Easy man, whether you were a weird Civic Video kid, like any of the big three or the big two and then Civic Video, going there and like just perusing around. Oh, Mum, can I get this? Oh, look, if we get one of the, if we get a 3-day release, then we can get a weekly for free. Oh, we can get 7 weeklies for $7, Mum. Look at this coupon that I found in the magazine. Like, there was just so much options when you went in there, a world of wonderment. Oh, we could watch. Then they had the video games to the sides. It was just the best store to go to with your parents, or maybe you're an adult, on a Friday night. Fond memories for me. Obviously, you hope that the person before you who rented that video would have rewinded it back to the start. I mean, that's the common decency thing to do. Sometimes you'd have to rewind it yourself and be sitting there just idly for 3 minutes waiting for it to rewind. But then, oh boy, when you played it at the start and the big have you got what you paid for?
Have you ever bought or rented a videotape that wasn't quite right? It may have been a pirate copy.
It may have been. Oh, video store memories. What do you got? 1-3-3-5-3.
Video store memories.
Have you ever bought or rented a videotape that wasn't quite right?
I love that message at the start. I reckon we've all got a little soft spot for Blockbuster, Civic Video, Video Easy. What was your video store memory? What do you remember very fondly? Just, oh, God, you just can't get that from Netflix anymore, can you? I also remember always wanting to get a Nintendo 64 game, and it was the same one every single time. I'd always want Wave Race 64. It was just a jet ski racing video game. And my mum would always, she clued on after about 3 weeks. She's like, Daniel, you're just getting the same Nintendo game every week. Why don't you get something different? I'm like, Mum, I like Wave Race. She's like, why don't we buy you Wave Race? I'm like, no, I just like playing it now. What else was there? Oh, Sneaky Beginner Porn. That was good fun when you would, like, your parents would go down one end and you'd realise there was an R-rated section, or like you'd try and quickly, like, look at the back of Demi Moore's striptease to see if there are any beginner porn boobs for you. Just me. What else is there? 5-cent karate belts and sour straps. That was always good fun. I remember very fondly that if you rented Legally Blonde, you could get Tiziana Buberini for free. And I was saying that around the office today. People were like, that didn't exist, mate. Nah, that was a Mandela effect from you. You never got to rent Legally Blonde and then get to watch Tiziana Buberini for free. Well, guess what?
Rent the hilarious comedy Legally Blonde from Video Easy and get the award-winning short comedy Tiziana Viverini free on both video and DVD.
There is more to see at Video Easy.
Yeah, suck on my new releases, everyone. 133353, what was your video store memory? At Marty in McLeod, we are sharing our video store memories. What do you got?
Yeah, boys, the little Blockbuster in Greensboro only shut down, I reckon, 18 months ago.
Whoa.
And I used to go in there and just lament the passing of it, and I ended up picking up some of the Blockbuster signage I got in my man cave, which is really cool.
Yes, nice.
Blockbuster, bringing entertainment home.
So you were a Blockbuster guy through and through?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah. Look, you know, being I'm actually a media teacher, so I incorporate it into my classroom in the way that the changing face of the way you consume and read media, and the kids really dig it in the sense that, you know, look, this, it's a passing phase, and you know, with some of the stuff I've got now, I'm sort of holding time in the sense that I've still got some of the old DVDs and the signage from Blockbuster, and it's good, like, you know, because you're sort of like, you've got a bit of Peter history there, you know?
Oh, yeah, well, you've got a couple of archaeological media relics, absolutely, and the changing face of the media industry. Sign me up for that module, please. Oh, I want to go back to school right now. Mr. Marty, what's a Blockbuster? Where was Civic Video? By the way, I did mention Blockbuster, Civic Video, and Video Easy. I have missed one of the big four, Clint, in Frankston, have I?
Yes, you have, mate.
What have I missed?
With the old movie land.
Of course.
We'll entertain you.
Sorry, movie land. Sorry, movie land. You were a movie land man?
Yeah, I suppose. That was the first one, I think, down in Frankston.
Yeah, well, the original and the best, I say. And unfortunately, you don't know. You couldn't really put your finger on why movie land didn't catch fire. Like the Blockbuster and the Video Easies, it was more around Civic Video territory for Movieland. But I think that's probably what drew you to it, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no. There's only one in Frankston at the start, mate.
My mistake. Brett, hello.
Legend, how you going, buddy?
Always good. Just talking about Movieland, Civic Video, Video Easy, Blockbuster. You always struck me as a Video Easy kind of guy.
I can't remember the name, mate, but I do remember the bloke that worked there, UB Maverin and everything, and he had his own private stash of porn.
UB Maverin had his own private stash of porn at his Video Easy franchise.
Yeah, and we're underage, and he used to give it to us and say, don't tell your mother.
No, definitely. I mean, I wouldn't say that on radio either, because I think UB Maverin might get cancelled now. Sorry, UB Maverin. Peter, in Bayswater, hello.
Good evening. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Peter. Now, for me, I think you are a Civic Video man.
Oh, please, mate. No. I lived at 6 Eastwood Street in Ballarat.
Why are people labelling all the sex pests and personal addresses
Ballarat,
tonight?
Across the road was a bloody video shop, and I was on good terms with this bloke, because what else are you doing in Ballarat? And it's probably 35 years ago. And they had, when Terminator come out, they had the big cardboard cutout of Arnie. And I was just at this bloke flat out every day. I want that. I want that. I want that. And they gave me it.
Yes, nice.
So in the front window of my house, you just had Arnie.
You just see Arnie. Well, it's...
At the front window, you don't come past my house. Arnie's going to get you, mate.
Don't mess. I mean, you wouldn't. If you had the choice of burgling 3 different places and you see that someone's got a cardboard cutout of Arnie in their front lounge room through the window...
Terminator, mate. The Terminator.
You're not messing.
You're just digging your own grave.
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard of... He loves his wife.
It's time for movies that are completely different if you change one word in the title. Phallus in Wonderland.
I'm late for a very important date.
Alice, I thought you said you didn't like him.
But he's hot and therefore all the sex we have is great.
Hostel, Rwanda.
Okay, yeah, so 16-bed mixed dorm for 3 of yous. Just fill out your name, your email, and nationality here, and I'll just need your passport to photocopy.
Inside Man Cave.
Right, boys. Just down here to the left, away from the old ball and chain. Here's the dartboard. Signed Mark Scaife V8 poster in the corner there. Pinball machine over here. And there is the beer fridge.
In cinema soon.
We spoke and Macca's listen, guys. A win for the little ones. McDonald's makes major change to its menu after listening to customer feedback. Oh, I like that. Big corporate conglomerate listening to the little guy. Yeah, what do we want? We want to change. Listen to us. We're the customers. We're the consumers. You don't exist without us. Maccas have listened. But what was it? Was it the heavy demand to change the cos lettuce in some of the more deli-style burgers to the shredded iceberg that we see in the Big Mac? No, no, that's not the change. Was it that Maccas are announcing a more reliable soft serve machine after 3 out of every 4 Maccas soft serve machines being out of order every single time? No, it wasn't that. McDonald's Australia has recently introduced fully RSPCA-approved chicken across all menu items. Now, look, I don't mind this. I'm more than happy for the RSPCA to be approving all the chicken on the McDonald's menu item board. I assumed already, and call me naive and coy, that it was already RSPCA approved, but apparently not. They were using those battery hens for the chicken fillets, but that's good that the RSPCA have approved that. Do we have any info on the beef at McDonald's? Is that RSPCA approved?
So I don't think the beef is RSPCA approved, but it is sourced by Australian farmers.
Oh, I know it's sourced by Australian farmers. 100% Australian beef. Oh, yeah, you haven't had Aussie beef until you've tasted one of the Grand Angus's. That's great. But if it's not RSPCA approved.
I haven't been able to find anything.
Oh, it's time to write a letter, guys. What about the fish? The fish fillet, RSPCA
approved
fish farms?
Up.
Oh, God. I bet those fish, I bet they're battery fish.
Well, they don't say sourced by Australian farmers.
I bet those filet fishes are in gold tanks, crammed to the brim. Oh, God, please, just make it stop. Cut us into the fillets already. No, what do we want? RSPCA, ethically sourced beef, chicken and fish from McDonald's. That's what I want. I mean, whilst we're at it, though, with McDonald's taking on customer feedback on 133353 and preparing... Sorry, I'm just there. Preparing a dossier. I've just got my dossier here. I'm preparing a dossier of McDonald's feedback issues to bring up at the next board meeting with Ronald McDonald, Grimace, Daisy, the whole gang. Now, for me, I think if McDonald's could deal with a little bit of feedback, I mean, no one's perfect. They're not perfect. I'd like the RSPCA fish fillets, of course. Whilst we're on the Filet-O-Fish, can we get a full piece of cheese on the Filet-O-Fish instead of just some measly half piece of cheese? That's a little bit of Macca's feedback. Maybe some of you don't know, and rightly so, because why would you open up a Filet-O-Fish burger and look to examine how much cheese is in there? I used to work at McDonald's, holding 4-1 represent, and they'll tear a piece of cheese in half and put it in the Filet-O-Fish. Even at the very end of the night, they'll still tear it up. They'll just throw the other half of cheese in the bin. It's too cheese-centric, otherwise the Filet-O-Fish. That's going on the meeting. That's a bit of Macca's feedback. Please, a full piece of plastic cheese on the Filet-O-Fish. Can we have not-so-hot apple pies? I think that's probably one that we can all dance to. A bit of Macca's feedback if we were to compile a list of Macca's problems. I'd prefer a cold apple pie that I can heat up on my own accord instead of burning the roof of my mouth every single time I finish off a McDonald's meal with a delicious apple pie. I don't like the formality of a 15-year-old spotty kid at the drive-thru saying, "Welcome to McDonald's, this is Braden, how may I take your order?" But the other day, I think they've gone too far back the other casual way. I just rocked up at Macca's the other day and it was some 14-year-old girl who just said, "Hey." Can we have it a little bit more formal? Can we have a middle ground, please, in the drive-thru section of McDonald's? Can we do a couple of modules for the employees, please? What else? I would like the Choc Mud Muffin in the McCafe to be also brought into the main area of the McDonald's for its own McFlurry flavour. I think the Choc Muffin at the McCafe could work in a McFlurry sense. That'd be a bit of fun as well. 133353, is there any Macca's feedback? We can't get hold of Mick, who did call in, but apparently producer Mick, he did ring up and say, "Why don't they make the chicken avo toasty in the McCafe anymore?"
Apparently they don't. He was very upset.
Well, rightly so. And if Mick wasn't going to say it, I was going to. That was the next thing on my list of demands. Where is the chicken avo toasty in the McCafe at McDonald's? Was it too expensive in the production? Was there not enough turnover, perhaps? Are we as a consumer to blame? Were we not lapping up the chicken avocado toasty? Was it a mayonnaise issue? Was it an avocado pricing issue? Was it a chicken issue? Was it a toast issue? Was it a toast issue? I don't know. I plan to get the answers. I'm writing it in my dossier. Adam, in Wollongong, McDonald's feedback.
Well, mate, I think that if you're going to get a patty of whatever that you can't actually see, it's got to be a whole list of lips and bums, don't you think?
What? What? Hang on a second. When we say patties, we're talking meat patties, yes?
Yeah, well, everything, really. Well, you go to the butcher, you get your slab of beef.
Yes.
You can see what you've got.
Yes.
You go to McDonald's and you see a mash patty there. And who's to say it's not a whole list of lips and bums that you're receiving?
Oh, I see. So what?
Just like you go to KFC.
Yes. Yes, and I've often...
You get the dirty birdie.
Well, I've often questioned, in a 21-piece bucket, how many pieces are just lips and ass of chicken? So what are we suggesting here? A lot of meat to get through. With every problem, there is a solution. Are you suggesting more of a meat at the front of the store, uncooked, so we can see it all, almost like a high-class steakhouse where you can pick out your cut before it gets cooked?
Not necessarily.
No.
I think if you go to those type of stores, you know what you're buying.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the solution here? Are you asking to maybe go to the farm where the beef is sourced in the first place to just double check that they're throwing all the assholes and lips out before McDonald's production?
Well, you could go to the abattoirs and see what they actually do before it's performed.
Yeah, great. And it'll be a challenge to demand that to McDonald's, that before every Big Mac sold, the customer must go to the abattoir where that piece of beef that's about to be eaten was already killed. Jason, in Craigieburn, we're experiencing a lot of valid points so far, from the chicken avo toasty right through to the abattoir visits. What's the feedback for McDonald's?
Oh, I reckon they can get rid of their useless ass paper straws.
Oh, God, don't say the word ass. I'm getting worried now that we're all just on lips and ass. So you're the paper straws. Now, this is a big topic. How long ago did they move to the paper straws?
Too soon, I think. It was too soon. I reckon it was called the big gulp for a reason a while back, so I want to get rid of the straws completely and just go the cup.
Yeah, all jokes aside, I am not a fan of single-use plastic straws, but I'm also not a fan of the paper straws, much like you. They dissolve too quickly. The texture on one's lips is annoying. I don't think that's the answer. I think if you're going to get rid of straws, exactly like you said, who cares? We've been drinking out of cups our whole lives. We've evolved. That's why we've got the opposable thumbs. We can hold the cup. We can tip it into mouth. How thirsty do you need to be to have to drink it whilst you're driving with your straw? Do we also maybe, Jason, and work with me here, do we have a single-use straw system where 5 cents off every drink if you bring your plastic straw back to the McDonald's to use for your second drink, much like the Coles and Woolworths have tried with the single-use plastic bags, a one-time straw?
That's a big call, that one. But the paper straws have got gluten in them.
Gluten?
They're actually gluten in them.
Okay. Well, that's why, I follow a gluten diet and I won't be eating those straws next time I go to Macca's. I didn't know about that. Darren, in Sunbury, Macca's feedback. What do you reckon?
I'd like to know why they ask you, how may I take your order, when they're already on a bloody intercom. I mean, quite frankly, if they're asking you how they can take your order, you should be saying, well, get out of your little window, come here with a notepad and write it down.
Valid point. Extremely valid point. How may I take your order? Well, by very definition of you talking to me through the intercom, you've pretty much figured that part out. Now ask what I want.
Triple M.